This is a list of 114 of the 115 Britons who have so far travelled to Zurich and killed themselves with the aid of Dignitas, the suicide clinic over there. It tells us exactly what medical condition they had, which impelled them to go from Britain to Zurich to end their lives, and which also crucially persuaded Dignitas that their conditions were so bad that they deserved Dignitas's help, because Dignitas don't help absolutely anybody. Some people they reject on medical grounds, but Dignitas and the doctors they use approved these medical conditions, some of which are terminal and some of which appear not to be.
This was already a very emotive issue, of course, but I think, you know, the fact that so many of these people who have died at Dignitas did not have life-threatening issues does raise interesting and complex ethical issues.
Very much so. I mean, right to die flares up as an issue fairly regularly. It's very much in the news at the moment again because the British Medical Association is due to debate it in about 10 days' time at its annual conference, with quite a lot of doctors saying, you know, we should bring in a right of assisted dying in this country. Every time a high-profile case happens of someone visiting Dignitas, it brings it up again. This list, I think, is a very sort of significant contribution to that debate, because I think for, doctors to whom I showed it said, well, this first of all sheds light on exactly what medical criteria Dignitas use or indeed don't use. In other words, where Dignitas draw their own line in the sand. But ethically, even people like Dignity in Dying, the London-based campaign group, who support, in principle, a right of assisted dying. Well, they say they're surprised to see some of these conditions on there, and some of them clearly weren't terminal, and even they have sort of concerns that people with non-terminal conditions have been allowed to die at this clinic.
We already knew that some Britons had gone to Dignitas without life-threatening conditions, didn't we?
We had the case a few months ago, late last year, of Daniel James, the young rugby player, 23-year-old, who was very severely disabled, paralysed by a rugby training accident. He went at the age of 23, accompanied by his mum and his dad. He made no bones about it, nor did they. He was rendered tetraplegic. No doctor would say that tetraplegia of itself is necessarily a terminal or fatal condition. So no, he is the most conspicuous so far. Most of the others we've known about have been people with motor neuron disease, various forms of cancer, other conditions which clearly are terminal. This list does help show the extent of people going with non-terminal conditions, and as I said, where Dignitas, you know, draw their line in the sand.